the oldest earthquake-proof tomb in the world. The tomb of Cyrus the Great, built over 2,500 years ago, is considered the oldest structure with an effective earthquake-resistant design. In ancient Greece and Persia, a construction technique was developed in which materials like clay and ceramics were placed between the ground and the foundation. This design allowed the layers to slide over one another during ground tremors, reducing earthquake damage, according to Amusing Planet. Known as base isolation, this technique remains one of the most effective methods for protecting buildings from earthquakes today. The earliest known example of base isolation is the tomb of Cyrus at Pasargadae, the capital of the Achaemenid Empire during the reign of Cyrus the Great, 559 to 530 BC, in Iran. Although Cyrus the Great ruled a vast kingdom stretching from the Mediterranean Sea to the Indus River, his tomb is remarkably simple and modest. The tomb is almost cubic, measuring 6 by 5 meters, with a small entrance leading to the burial chamber. The tomb's roof is triangular, and the burial chamber sits atop a 6-step pyramid-shaped base. The tomb is constructed from large stone blocks. The foundation is made up of several layers of limestone. The first layer consists of stones bonded by mortar, which includes a mixture of lime and ash or sand, and then polished smooth. The upper layer is composed of stone blocks joined by metal clamps, but not connected to the layer below. This design allows the upper layer to slide over the top of the lower layer in the event of an earthquake. Cyrus's tomb has withstood multiple earthquakes over the past 2,500 years, though researchers are unsure of their strength or whether they were intense enough to activate the base isolation structure. No evidence of stone displacement or movement has been found. To this day, researchers cannot confirm if the pyramid-like structure was intentionally designed with base isolation to protect the tomb. According to the Greek historian Arrian of Nicomedia, who once served as a general under Alexander the Great, the Macedonian king visited the tomb after looting Persepolis. Alexander instructed one of his soldiers, Aristobulus, to enter the tomb, where he found a golden bed, a table with drinking vessels, a golden coffin, and some decorative items encrusted with precious stones. A detailed study by Iran's Islamic Azad University suggests that the base isolation system in Cyrus's tomb indeed exists. Researchers simulated the tomb using software and subjected it to strong earthquakes, leading them to conclude that this ancient design likely provided earthquake resistance.